Amen. Listen, you are marked out for the favor of God. Amen. Wherever you are marked out. There is a mark upon your life. You know, it was Paul who said that. He said, the mark of Christ is upon me. But part of the mark of Christ that is upon your life is the favor of God. The favor of God is a mark that has been placed upon you. Amen. I like it very much. Psalm 5, the fifth Psalm, David said in verse 7, he said, but as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy, and in your fear will I worship towards your holy temple. I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy, and in your fear will I worship towards your holy temple. That's what we've been doing here all day, all morning. And then in verse 11, he says, but let all those that put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because you defended them. Let them also that love your name be joyful in you. How many people love the name of the Lord here? Let them be joyful in you. Then he says in verse 12, for you, Lord, thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. You, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. You, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will compass him as with a shield. I like it. The Amplified says, you will bless the righteous, him who is upright and in right standing with you, as with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. You will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Listen, if the Lord surrounds us, if he promises to surround us with goodwill, with pleasure and favor, it means everywhere we go, the mark of God is upon our lives. Because we are surrounded, constantly surrounded by his pleasure and by his favor. Constantly. We are marked out. Amen. And like I said last week, I know that even for me, this is taking a slightly different dimension, an aspect of these lessons. As in how I enlarge my expectation, beyond just receiving the blessings of the covenant, but also to having the added benefit of the favor of God. You can enjoy the benefits of the covenant and survive every hardship Satan and the world send your way. But God wants to take you beyond the harshness of life and favor you and cause good and ease and grace to surround you. That's what we just read in Psalm 5 verse 12. He wants to take you beyond the harshness of life and favor you and cause good and ease and grace to surround you. You know this, that in Acts chapter 7, verse 9 and 10, the Bible describes the harshness that Joseph endured for a season because of the bitterness and the envy of his brothers. But you do know that the time came, the season came, when the Lord took all that affliction away from him, and the Bible says he blessed him with favor. In Acts chapter 7, verse 9 and 10, the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him, and God delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. There was a season in the land of Israel when they endured affliction. In Exodus chapter 1, you remember that when they made their lives, the Egyptians made their lives so difficult, so bitter. Look at it, chapter 1 and verse 10. The Egyptians said, come on, let us deal with them lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when therefore let any war, they join also with our enemies and fight against us. Verse 11, therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. Verse 12, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved. The Egyptians were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor, bitterness, bitterness. They made the children of Israel serve with rigor. They made their lives bitter, verse 14, with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Amplified says was with harshness and severity. The covenant carried them and sustained them through the difficulty of this season in their lives. But it was when the Lord released upon them favor that ease and good and grace and pleasure and goodwill came into their lives. You saw that in chapter 3. Suddenly, the same people who were tasking them, the same people who were making their lives bitter, suddenly God gave the children of Israel favor, and the same people that were making their lives bitter and difficult suddenly started to make their lives easy. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 21, God said, I will give these people favor. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to back up and read verse 20 as well. He says, and I will stretch out, this is the Lord speaking, I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. Can I just say to you, on the authority of the word of God, the Lord will stretch out his hands and he will do wonders in your life, and every enemy that has made your life bitter and harsh will be changed and turned around, and they will give you the ease that is rightfully yours in the name of Jesus. The Lord will see to it. Then he said in verse 21, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go out empty. Amen. I will give them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you will not go empty. That is, good will come to you. 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 Do you know favor is a magnet for good in every area of your lives? Watch out. If you notice in any season of your life, if you notice any undue harshness, any undue trouble and pain and affliction, watch out, because in those seasons, some of the reasons why the enemy is tightening the bolts and the screws around your life is because he knows you are right on the precipice of favor. He knows that. The enemy knows you are about to burst out into a river of favor. He knows it. So sometimes he tightens things. He makes things more difficult. Be careful. Don't buy into that lie of the enemy. When the Lord said, I'm favoring you, and you look around you like Mary, and you think, where is the favor? Don't buy into the lie of the enemy and accept that there is no favor. There is favor, and you are about to burst out into it. You are just about to burst out into it. You are right there on the precipice of it. And the favor of God is going to draw good to you. It's going to magnet good to you in every area of your life. Hallelujah. He said there, I like this, verse 22. But every woman, you women are going to like this too. Every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels. Somebody say jewels. Jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters. And you will spoil the Egyptians. You will spoil the Egyptians. Oh my gosh. I got a revelation of this scripture. He says, every woman shall borrow. That word borrow, it doesn't mean to beg and try to and plead. And no, it means to insistently demand it. That it is mine. Give it to me. In fact, if you look in the amplified version of that scripture, it says, every woman shall insistently solicit of her neighbor. Insistently says, give it to me, it's mine. And that word, there that's translated borrow is the same word, exactly the same Hebrew word that is translated in Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, where he says, ask God for rain in the time of latter rain. It is the exact same word in the Hebrew. Is the exact same word in the Hebrew. Ask God for rain in the time of the latter rain. Say, insistently demand is mine. And then if you look at the end of this particular verse, Exodus 3:21, it says, and you shall strip the Egyptians of belongings due to you. Oh, mine. You shall strip the Egyptians of belongings due to you. There are certain inheritances. There are certain possessions. There are certain blessings and there are certain comforts and there are certain destiny markers on your path that are due to you that have been kept away from you for so long. You have conditioned yourself to living without them. And the Lord is saying, my favor is going to restore them to you. My favor is going to restore them. Everything due to you will come to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're a child of favor. You're a child of favor. And so as I began to ask the Lord, so can we, are we able to actually position ourselves for more of your favor? Is there a way that we can enjoy more of your goodness? Because I don't know if you see this, but the Lord is going to help you see it. Look at it for just a minute here. Look at Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. This scripture about the reason why Jesus came when he declared his purpose for coming to the earth. I want you to read this. I want you to read it with an open, fresh mind and look at something here that I think is going to bless you. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. He said, the Lord was declaring, he said, the Spirit, remember when he walked into that temple, they gave him the Bible, he opened it to Isaiah, and then he started reading. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Ha. And then he closed the book. He gave it to the minister who gave it to him and he sat down. And all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were focused on him. And then he started saying to them, this day, somebody said this day, said this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day. And if you read verse 19 in the Amplified, it says, to proclaim, this is why he came, to proclaim the accepted and the acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. Yeah. The day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. Yeah. There's favor profusely abounding towards us. The favor of God is profusely abounding towards us. And that's why in John 1:16, that's why the Bible said what it said there. That all of this we received, it is out of the fullness of Jesus. You heard him saying it himself in Luke 4:18. It is out of the fullness of Jesus that we receive. We receive grace for grace. He said, out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. Where is all this coming from? It's coming from Jesus. It's coming from Jesus. This is what he came to give to us. A life that testifies to the goodness of God. I want to declare to you, no matter what hardness, no matter what difficulties, no matter what afflictions, no matter what challenges you may have dealt with, this is your season of favor. God is going to bring ease into your life. Things that were hard are going to become easy. Things that were bitter are going to become sweet. Things that were difficult are going to become good. Hallelujah. This is your season of favor. This is your season of favor. Amen, amen. And it's not just going to come. That's why the Bible uses the word rain. Rain is rain, like the latter and the former rain. It's not just going to come in little trickles. No, you are going to be drenched in that favor rain. You'll be drenched in that favor rain. It will come to you from the left and the right, from the front and from above, from everywhere you go, there's going to be favor for you. Amen. So, how can we position ourselves so that this favor that profusely abounds can flow into our life? Because not everybody enjoys the favor of God. Not every believer. How can we position ourselves? This is what we do. We do this now. The Lord pours out favor, but we position ourselves to receive and to be soaked in that favor. I remember, because of some of the work that was going out there, going on there in our parking lot. I know rain has been an issue. You know, you always have to time, you know, and so workmen time rain. If you are going to have any kind of chance of rain for a few days, they kind of stall because what they need to do requires that they have some time for some of the thing to kind of the concrete to kind of come together and dry before the rain comes and scatters it. So you always have to plan, and days and weeks will go past, and oh, there's rain coming on Wednesday. Oh, there's, and I remember, I think it was 2 days ago or something, I needed to do something myself, and I needed to have a little bit of space where there is no rain. And I know I had checked somewhere and he said in the forecast there was no rain all through Saturday or something or whatever. So I thought, oh great, that's a great day. And then suddenly we woke up on Saturday morning and it seemed like there was rain in the forecast. Ah! I'm thinking, seriously? No, there's not supposed to be rain today. We're supposed to have this so we can get this done. And then we found out, no, it's actually a part. And even this morning I saw in the forecast there's some parts, some counties around here that have a lot of rain. But there's no rain here. Right here in Highland Heights, there is no rain. Maybe that's started now, I don't know, but there's no rain this morning. Right? Now, this actually ministered to me and helped me in my understanding of the favor of God. If I really want rain, and there's rain in the forecast, and I need to have rain for something that I need to do, then I need to find the part of the area where there is rain and position myself so that rain can be an experience that I actually enjoy. If I need dryness and there's going to be rain in some parts and dryness in some other parts, I need to position myself in the dry part if I don't want rain, the experience of rain in that period. So, all of that says one thing. My positioning is crucial to my experience. My positioning is very crucial to my experience. There can be rain, but if I'm not positioned to experience that rain, I won't have rain. I will not have that experience of rain. Yet there is rain. You can say, oh, it's so dry. Not 5 minutes away. 5 minutes away, there's rain. And those who are positioned there are experiencing the rain. And as a child of God, the Lord promises abundance of rain. Favor that profusely abounds. So I said, Lord, how can we enjoy more? He said, your position. Your position. You can position yourself better to enjoy the favor of God in your life. Your positioning determines your experience. Your positioning determines your experience. It is so crucial and so important that we realize that where we are a lot of times determine what we have. Where we are determines what we have. Even in our lives generally, where we are determines what we have. The Bible says in the book of Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So, Hosea, I think chapter 4 verse 6, if I can find that scripture. So, that means how much of God's promise and how much of God's provision we can experience in our lives is actually determined a lot of times by our knowledge where we are. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. It says, my people, I want you to listen to this with your spirit being. Listen to these two scriptures with your spirit being. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. Lord, please, don't forget my children. And he says, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, will I change their glory into shame, he said. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart in their iniquity, and there shall be like people like priests. Notice, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There can be dryness over our lives because of lack of knowledge. You can say, it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. It's not working. And the reason it's not working for you may have a lot to do with lack of knowledge. Now, the gospel is good news. It's not bad news. And so with everything, every situation that the Lord paints to us to help us see a part of what may be responsible for things that we are dealing with, he also shows us the way out. That's the gospel. The gospel is the way out. Paul said in Romans 1, 16, 17, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, first unto the Jews and then unto the Gentiles. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. In the gospel. In the gospel. The gospel is the life changer. The gospel is the destiny restorer. The gospel, hallelujah. I'm getting excited here. The gospel is what changes a status quo that has existed for generations and generations can be turned by the gospel. By the gospel. So, the gospel is the answer. The gospel is the light. So, when he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, guess what? The answer then must be when the people need to get knowledge. If the people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, there's favor like the rain. Favor is raining. I know it is raining. We are drenched in it. You come too late to tell me there's no favor season. It is favor season, trust me. The Lord said, we saw it. There is favor like the rain. So if lack of knowledge has positioned me to lack the favor of God in my life, guess what? There's an answer. There's a way out. What is the way out? Get knowledge. Get knowledge. So in that same Hosea, chapter 6, from verse 1, he said, come, let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Verse 3, then shall we know. If we follow on to know the Lord, he is going forth, he is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. He shall come to us. He shall come to us. But first, we need to come to him. Isn't that what he said? He said there in verse 1. Come, let us return to the Lord. Then he said, then shall we know if we follow on to know him. His progressive light and revelation is coupled with progressive manifestation and progressive fruit bearing. Progressive light and revelation is coupled with progressive manifestation and progressive fruit bearing. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Listen, where you are determines what you have. Where you are determines what you have. You can say, oh, they just keep saying all this. They say there's favor, is favor, lifting up and breaking out and new beginnings. And none of that is happening in my life. Check where you are. Check where you are. There is no problem with the word of God. There is never a problem with the word of God. This is your season of lifting up. This is your season of breaking out. This is your season of new beginnings. The Lord will do new things in your life. The Lord will do new things in your life. Hallelujah. The Lord will lift you. The Lord will lift you. He said in Job, he said, even when the world makes you low, even when people make you, you will say, there is a lifting up for me. There is a lifting up for me. This is your season of lifting. This is your season of breaking out. What does that mean? You will have unprecedented results in your life. Have you heard the term breakout season? Have you heard that term, breakout season? It means you come into a place where things that have not happened in your life before begin to happen. It's your breakout season. They used to say a lot for athletes and, you know, the sports people. They say, oh, suddenly he had a breakout season. Why do they say? Because things he couldn't do, things he had the potential. He has always had the potential. He just wasn't doing it. Now, suddenly, he's doing it. And he's not doing it just once in a while. He's regular, consistent, to the point where it becomes a part of his stats. They say, ah, he had a breakout season. This is your breakout season. This is your breakout season. The Lord will make you break out. You will break out on the right. You will break out on the left. You will break out everywhere. Hallelujah. Things that have not yet been recorded against your name, suddenly they will begin to record them against your name. They will become a part of your stats. They will become a part of your stats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is your new beginning. God is giving you an opportunity to start all over. God is giving you an opportunity to do it again. God is giving you an opportunity to elicit favors and blessings that you have not elicited in the past. Things that were taken away from you, God is restoring them. God is pouring them out. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. So, where you are determines
what you have.
Where you are. Just take the notion of knowledge alone. The notion of knowledge alone. Where you are determines what you have. As a man, Jesus said to him, put your net into the deep. He said, Lord, there's no fish. Jesus said, put your net. He said, there's no fish there. We tried all night. There's not a single fish. Matter of fact, you remember that we were washing our nets when you came and asked for my boat to preach to this congregation. There's no fish there. He said, well, nevertheless, at thy word, I'll put down my net. He put down his net, and the net was breaking with fish. What happened? Where you are determines what you have. That's right. Where you are. He was standing in exactly the same spot, but he was in two totally different places in his life. He was standing in the same physical spot. He didn't change the sea where he was fishing, where he caught nothing. He didn't move to another sea to catch fish. It was exactly the same physical spot. But what he experienced changed. He went from catching nothing and giving up on the whole night of trying to where he couldn't even drag up his net. The net was breaking for fish. But he was in the same physical environment. Why? Where you are determines what you have. What changed in this man's life? That's right. He got revelation knowledge. He got revelation knowledge. First, he sat down and heard everything Jesus taught about different things he was teaching. That, you know, he just was there, just listening. Okay, he's using my boat, I'll let him preach. But while he's sitting down there, he's hearing some of what Jesus is saying. He's hearing some of it. That's what provoked him. Let me tell you this. That's what provoked him to say, nevertheless at thy word. That's what made him say that. It was because of the knowledge he had amassed from what Jesus was saying. He said, nevertheless. He said, I've tried all night, nothing. There's no single fish in this ocean. I know there is no single fish. We have tried all night. He said, nevertheless. Why did he say, nevertheless, at thy word? Because he had been listening to that man preaching. Knowledge. Then shall we know. If we follow on to know the Lord, his coming unto us will be like the rain, like the latter and the former rain in the same season. It's the knowledge. It's the knowledge. It's the revelation knowledge. What made him say, okay, at your word, I'll do it. Do you know you could have tried the same thing, doing the same thing over and over and over again, and it's not worked? And then you get some knowledge, some revelatory knowledge in your life, and suddenly, you know, there is a little thing you need to do with that is different from what you've been doing before, and you do that, and suddenly something you had given up on begins to bear fruit. Suddenly. There's nothing there. No, it doesn't. But suddenly a revelatory knowledge tells you there's just one little tweak. It's just a tiny little tweak. And then you do that little tweak, and it's like a miracle. So, wow, I didn't even know this was possible. It was possible all along. You just didn't know. It's knowledge, revelatory. Where you are determines what you have. I want you to stand with me in the position where favor can flow into your life. Where you can experience that favor like the rain. Hallelujah. Where you can experience it like the rain. Oh my gosh, life is good. Because God is good. Life is good because God is good. All your sweat he will wipe away. All your struggle, it will change. All your night, he will turn to day. Life is good because God is good. God can give you a new lease on life like you never even tried before. Like you never tried before. He can give you a new lease on life like you never tried before. He can turn all your failure to success. Overnight, in just a couple of hours, he can change your story. He can change your story. We can be reading about you washing your net, and within 2 hours, we can start reading about you, your net is breaking. In just a couple of hours. You can go from you are washing your net because you couldn't catch anything to where your net is breaking because you can't drag it out. You caught too much. You caught too much. Hallelujah. The Lord will make a difference in your life. You have to believe in the supernatural power of God, folks. You have to believe. Wherever you are listening to this message today, you have to believe in the supernatural life transforming power of God. God can give you a new beginning. God can give you a new start. God can change your name. God can give you things that you never in your wildest imaginations thought you will ever have. God can give you. God can make your life sweet like honey. Hallelujah. He can bring you into your own land that is flowing with milk and honey. He can make you live a stressless life. Stressless life. Some people have accepted stress as a way of life. Well, that's the way life is. There has to be stress. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. There doesn't have to be stress. You can live a totally stressless life. But where you are determines what you have. You are going to have to say, I'm changing my position. I'm changing my position. I'm gaining knowledge and I'm going to begin to use that knowledge and I'm going to begin to make tweaks. I'm going to begin to make adjustments until I see what the Lord promised. Until I see what the Lord, and I will see it. I will see it. Hallelujah. I will see it. With my eyes, I will see the promise of the Lord fulfilled in my time. In the name of Jesus. We serve a supernatural God. Our God is not dead, he's alive. Our God is not dead, he's alive. He can do all things and he wants to bring us to a place where we enjoy the things that he has prepared. Hallelujah. Woo! I preach myself happy today. I feel like I had lunch already. Ooh, glory to God. I'm still going to have lunch, by the way. I just feel like I had one. I had the first. Don't mark me down for a no lunch day. I'm still going to have lunch. Say, oh, man. He said he's already full. Huh? Let's forget lunch day. Oh, no. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's try to wrap this up today. Let's try to wrap this up. Oh, hallelujah. Just thank God with me for just a few minutes. I just feel the presence of God so strong. Just bless his name with me. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to change your future right now. As you bless his name, I want you to lift up your eyes and look to your future. And I want you to declare new things. New things. I want you to sum up any kind, frustration, difficulty, stress, problems, things that haven't worked, all this toil. And I want you to look into your future and begin to change it through your words. Begin to declare it's change, it's different in the name of Jesus. My career is working suddenly. My relationship is blessed suddenly. My marriage is working suddenly. My family is prospering suddenly in the name of the Lord Jesus. My ministry is thriving suddenly in the name of the Lord Jesus. My finances are more than enough suddenly in the name of the Lord Jesus. My body is healed suddenly in the name of the Lord Jesus. My emotions are together suddenly in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Let me try to close it and just prophesy to you a little bit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 The favor of God will set you apart. The favor of God will set you apart. The mark of God is upon your life. The favor of God will set you apart. You will have a totally different outcome from everyone in your line, everyone in your lineage, everyone in your line of experience, everyone in your line of profession. You will have a totally different experience. The favor of God will set you apart in the name of Jesus. I want you to look at your life different. The light of his countenance is shining upon you. The favor of God is going to cause glory to bubble up out of every shameful experience you have ever had. In the name of Jesus, your every embarrassment will turn to triumphs in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will see good everywhere you have seen struggle. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the ease of God will take over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the ease of God will take over your life. You will press buttons and things will happen. You will speak words and things will happen. And everybody will say, how did that happen? You say, it's the favor of God. It's the goodness of the Lord. It's the mercy of the Lord. He did it all. It's the faithfulness of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, he will lift you up higher and higher and higher and higher. Some of you are marked out for promotions like you have never imagined in your life. You are marked out for promotions like you have never imagined. God will bring you 1, 2, 3, 4, all in the same season. 1, 2, 3, 4, all in the same season. 1, 2, 3, 4, all in the same season. You will experience what is called extreme favor. You will have extreme experiences that are uncommon to human experience in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you will turn around and say, how did this happen? And you say, it's the favor of God. It's the favor of God. It's the favor of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Put on the garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise. Put on your dancing shoes. Your days of celebration are here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, put on the oil of gladness that will put you above your fellows in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every lying tongue is being silenced on your behalf. Every lying tongue is being silenced on your behalf in the name of Jesus. God is judging every adversary, every taskmaster in the name of Jesus. Everything that has made your life bitter, everything that has made your life hard, God is moving them out of your, of the way. He's bringing you to a place of ease, to a place of grace, to a place of favor, to a place of mercy in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, we thank you today. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Thank you for your mighty word. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you for your precious word, O God. Thank you for your precious word. We bless your name. Hallelujah.